Hello? Can I speak to Gene Morley, please?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Gene. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal with a law firm helping you with your redress case.
Sorry, 2 minutes.
No problem.
Hi. Sorry, what's that?
So my name's Michael Jean. We're from MMA Legal. We're helping you with your Scottish redress case.
Uh-huh.
Have you got 5 minutes to have a quick chat with me, Jean, about your case?
Oh, I can't. I don't know. Oh, yeah. So you're the one that's dealing with it, you mean?
Yes, we're the law firm, Jean. We're your lawyers.
Okay. Okay, I see what you mean, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
You sure? Okay. So just to let you know, Jean, my name's Michael. All of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. We've got obviously a lot of information from you from the likes of Rose Dean Highlands House, which is the care setting that you were in. I don't need to go over that today, Jean. What my role is to go out and get the evidence for you, so we can then obviously give that to the Scottish Redress before they judge on your case. My role is more to find out how your time in care has had an impact. Sorry, from the trauma you suffered in care has had an impact on your adult life, Jean. Now, whether that's the likes of depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of alcohol or substance issues.
And what I used to drink.
Yeah.
I did drink way back, you know.
Was you classed as an alcoholic, Jean, or was it just...
I didn't really go to the doctors. I had two children at the time as well. You know, my two oldest children suffered through it. You know, I know they didn't. Today I feel guilty about it. You know, it always goes through my mind, you know.
Yeah,
I should have done better for them, you know.
How do you know how to do better, though, Jean, when your foundations are built on, you know, such trauma, mistrust, you know, fear?
Yeah.
Probably
at the time I never thought, you know what I mean? At the time, I maybe never thought that was the reason, you know?
Yeah.
And at the time, you know, never had to explain, you know?
Yeah,
and
okay.
I'd say my schoolwork as well, you know, when I was at school. Well, I remember being, how can I explain it? Being in an Inverness school when I was younger.
Yeah.
And I was clever. You know, I was clever. I know now, looking back, I was clever in the class. And I remember the teacher, this specific lady teacher, took me aside, didn't take the other pupils aside, she let them go out of the class. She took me aside and said, Ken, for me put my hand up all the time, Ken, I got the belt for it. She actually gave me the belt for it. And now looking back, was it because I was in Rose Dean? Because I wasn't living at home, you know, I wasn't up with my mom and dad. I was in the home and I thought, well, was that the reason? You know, years after, you know, because I know I could have been, like, my life could have been better, I think, you know, with education. So then I just went into myself. I didn't want to learn at school. It put me off. It totally put me off school after that. I didn't want to learn. You know, I didn't want to. And then when I was a teenager, when mum and dad took us out of home, lived in England, I was put to special school.
Yeah.
So there again, I thought I'd done something wrong, you know, like they could almost have done something wrong to be put here, you know, because I know now, looking back, I just didn't want to learn. Can I thought, well, you know, I'm not allowed because I get into trouble for it, you know.
If that's how they programmed you for doing well, you got to whack. Then why would you want to do well? It's mental way of trying to educate a young mind, isn't it, or a young person?
Yeah.
What a terrible way of doing things.
Yeah. And when we were in Rose Dean, honestly, this is the truth. I didn't know that was my brothers and sisters in there with me. I thought it was the only one in there, me, myself. I was never told that was my brothers and sisters, you know?
Yeah.
I just thought it was all the children that were in there, and in the home.
Yeah, awesome. Have you ever suffered with any sort of depression, Jean, or anxiety?
Oh, yeah, of course I have, yeah.
Have you been to see a doctor over there?
No, I just try and deal with it myself, you know, because I don't trust a doctor to herself. I just don't, you know. But I don't maybe should have said to the doctor, you know. I maybe should have years ago, you know, that I did.
Yeah.
That I do, you know, suffered from depression.
I've never seen a doctor. Okay. And I've got a real tough question for you, Jean. I'm sorry for having to ask this. But I will be doing you a disservice if I didn't. Have you ever tried to take your own life, Jean?
Well, when I was younger, I used to try and harm myself. I did, you know, what, you know, like said, it wasn't recognised then, you know?
Of course not.
It wasn't recognised. You know, I would go up my room and I would try and bite myself, you know. I didn't want to be here. And I really didn't want to be here. I thought, what's the reason for me being here? Why am I living, you know, back when I was younger?
Yeah. Did you ever go to hospital for the self-harm, Jean?
No. Because they didn't recognise it. Even back then, they wouldn't recognise that anyway.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, they wouldn't know what that was. It's just coming all out now. It's all different now, you know?
Yeah, of course. Of course, I'm so sorry you have to go through that, Jean. So what I'm going to do, have you obviously you never suffered with any alcohol, no mental health issues that we can evidence. So what I'll do, Jean, is I'll write to the social services of the care setting that you were in as a child, and I'll gather all of that information. Everything that I can find or I can get on record, do you want a copy of, Jean?
Yeah, could you give me? Yeah, please.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's your record. A copy of information.
And that's it. You know, there's another thing as well. When we were in the home, when I was in the, not just me, I'm just saying, when I was in the home, I remember down the corridor, I heard a lot of screaming. You know, screaming. There was somebody crying. And it was my sister who was trying to drown her in the bath. Because she was darker skinned than us. You know, she had different skin, you know, she was dark. So they were trying to scrub her clean, you know, they were actually trying to scrub her clean.
That's horrendous.
That really stinged on my mind a lot, you know.
I don't blame you.
And I was
really,
I must admit, just from, you know, even thinking about it now, you know, I just really get, you know.
Yeah, is your sister claiming, do you know, or is your sister still leaving?
I'm not sure, I don't know.
Okay. If she wants me to help her, I can help her. I can help your sister.
Because I know when she was, when we used to go swimming, she didn't like the water. You know, when we would go swimming, she hated the water. She wouldn't go near the water. She's absolutely terrified of it, you know.
Don't blame it, you, for getting... You know.
No, definitely not, no. But at the time, I didn't know why. At the time, you see, I didn't know why. So what's wrong with you? We're all swimming, what's wrong? You know, but I didn't realise. And then it dawned on me.
Of course.
It just hit me then, you know?
Of course.
That's why.
That's horrendous. Absolutely horrendous. So I'll write to the local authorities. I'll send you all the information, Jean. What we'll do is we'll go through it together, me and you, and make sure that we've got absolutely everything in your statement. It may kick up some memories, you know, fortunately or unfortunately. But obviously the end goal is for us to try and get you the recognition and you deserve of what happened to you in your time in care, as well as some financial compensation. So we'll go through all of your statements together. We'll make sure that we've got everything. And then I'll submit that to the Scottish Redress team. We'll then get what's called a panel date, where the panel will judge on our case. And hopefully from there, we'll get the recognition and an offer for financial compensation, Jean.
Right.
Is that okay? Do you have any questions for
me? Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay. So just obviously due to the sensitive nature of these cases, Jean, I just need to make sure you understand our fees and what other options are out there for you before obviously I continue with your case. So just to let you know, you don't need a law firm to apply to the Scottish Redress. You can actually do this yourself, albeit you would obviously have to, if you so wish, gather your own evidence send in your own statements, and then obviously trust the Scottish Government to pay you a fair whack in compensation. So that's option one. There are other law firms who can help you apply to the Scottish redress, but they won't actually charge you a fee. They get paid directly by the Scottish Government. So they get paid £2,000 on what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme per client, whether you win, lose or draw. So I can't legally comment on their practices and what they do. And probably more importantly, Jean, what they won't do for you. Most I can tell you is that we don't participate in that scheme. We've rejected it on multiple occasions. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government. It's our job to obviously get you the best or the most amount of money as we possibly can, because on a no-win, no-fee, when you win, we win. If you lose, we lose together. Our fees are capped at 20%, inclusive of VAT. So you'll never pay us more than 20%, no matter how much time and effort and work goes into your case. You may pay us less than 20%, dependent on the time we spend on your case, but you'll never pay us more. Also, Jean, just to let you know, it is a genuine no-win, no-fee. What that means is, obviously, you know, you've suffered so much so much mental and, physical duress throughout your life. We're not going to put you under any sort of financial strain. So no matter what happens is if we're unsuccessful, our insurance policy will cover our work, so it'll never come out of your pocket. Is that okay, Jean?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Do you understand those three options?
Yeah.
Are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
Aye, because it was my sister Maureen, you know, she asked if I wanted to go with you, you know?
Yeah. So, well, like I said, there are other law firms out there who don't charge, but they get paid by directly by the Scottish Government. We don't get paid directly by the Scottish Government. Our fate is tied to yours, so it's up to us to get you the most amount of money, if that makes sense.
Rather than
us just taking a fee from the Scottish Government.
Don't get me wrong, I'm not doing it for the money, you know. I just don't want to recognize, you know.
Well, that's the whole point. That's what we're trying to get you, The money's never going to fix what's happened to you, Gina, you know.
No.
Unfortunately, nothing will, but the recognition may go a little way of saying, you know, I've given you a little bit of peace.
Yeah. I've not really spoken to my children about what I went through, you know that?
No. They
actually think it's something wrong with me. They think, you know, mum's being strange, you know, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, because I haven't really opened up to them about a lot, you know, about what happened in that, you know?
No. I can't advise you on what to do, but if your children understand what happened to you as a youngster and how that's affected you, they may go away in a way of being able to recognise, you know, some of the misgivings, shall we say. You said you could have done better, or you think you could have done better. Maybe your children will understand that, you know, the reasons as to why, because of what happened to you as a child.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. Are you happy for me to continue, Jean?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. What I'll do, Jean, is I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact information. This could take anywhere between 6 and 8 months, Jean, just to get your information back from these councils. But we'll be threatening them with legal action, trying to get your information back as quickly as possible. I'll call you once a month. We'll catch up, just check in really, let you know how I'm getting on, and I'll walk you through now till the end.
Okay, right, that's fine.
Perfect. So if you want to save my number, Jean, obviously my name's Michael.
So Mike, how do you spell Michael? Sorry.
M-I-C-H-C-H-A-E-L.
Sorry, A-E-L?
Yes.
M-M-A
Legal.
Sorry?
M-M-A Legal. That's the law firm.
N?
M-M-A.
N?
Yeah.
N-A?
M-M-A. So
oh,
Mike,
M-M-A.
Mike Alpha. Yeah.
M-M-A.
Yeah, lawyers.
Is that M-M-A?
Yes.
And what is it? M-M Legal, is it?
M-M-A Legal, yeah.
M-M-A Legal.
And my phone number is 0161.
0161, yeah.
563.
563, aha.
08.
08.
16.
16. Can I read that back to you?
Of course, go for it.
Uh-huh. 0161 563 0816.
Perfect.
Right.
If you need me for anything, Jean, just give me a call.
Right.
If I can answer, obviously I will. If not, just leave me a message and I'll call you straight back.
Can you give me the hours then? What time would be, you know, recommended?
Well, 9 to 6 on Monday to Friday.
Like 9 to 6.
Yeah.
Sorry, 9 to 6.
Monday to Friday, or 10 till 3, Saturday.
10.
Yeah, I'm not working this Saturday because it's my daughter's birthday.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah.
I work every Saturday, so.
6 to 9 through the week.
Yeah, yeah. 9 to 6.
6
to 19, I can't do
that's
that.
That's a long, yeah, it's a long.
Some day,
that. That is a long day.
I'll do 9 to 16. I can't do 6 to 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you need me, Jean, just give me a call. I'll write to you anyway with all my contact details so you have it in writing. And
so
obviously I'll
email
it to you as well.
Sorry, is that a mobile? That's not a mobile, is it? Is that
no,
mobile,
it's a business number,
no.
That's
okay. I just wondered, like.
Yeah, no. Just give me a call anytime, Jean, and you know, if you need a chat, we'll have a chat. If you have any questions,
that's fine.
Just ring me and we'll go through everything together.
Uh-huh.
Is that okay, Jean?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, enjoy the rest of your day, Jean, and if you need me, just give me a call.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jean. Lovely speaking to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.